T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Lynn. It was not a great weekend in St. Louis. Offense had a real tough time with the Cardinal bullpen, and that was that was a particularly tough one last night when you're down to basically the final strike after you get a big home run from Baez in the 14th, and then the ex-Cub comes through. I really thought Jason Hayward was going to make a spectacular game-ending catch, but ball just got over his glove and right, and heartbreak.
Yeah, was that a blinded by the light Bruce Springsteen reference in right field? Is that the explanation? It seemed like he was sliding. He didn't even really need to slide for the height of the ball.
Yeah, I'm not sure of the exact explanation. I know he took the blame and said that one was on me, and made a real nice play earlier on a throw to into the infield to keep a runner at third base. Jason is a terrific right fielder, and you give him the benefit of the doubt most of the time. But he's misplayed a few balls that have been lost either in the sun or the lights, and it's the margin for error in these low scoring tight ball games is just about nothing. So, you know, the pitching has continued to be really good. The one day the Cubs got a bunch of offense on Saturday, the Cardinals were able to come back, and that was the one day Brandon Morrow wasn't particularly good. But, there's ups and downs, and you just got to try to limit this losing streak and get a win tonight and kind of get back on track now that you're home for a week.
My last direct question, what is your take on Wilson Contreras, an unusual leadoff batter, leading off last night?
Well, I think it just speaks to Joe trying to find some things, right? And I don't think he had hit the ball out of the infield more than a couple of times previously in the weekend. And I think what we've seen lately, he put Rizzo in the leadoff spot, that just kind of getting a guy out of his comfort zone. Wilson will take pitches, so I don't think he's a bad choice at all for that spot. I think Zobrist is probably your best bet in the overall when he's in the lineup, but when he's not, I think Joe's going to look for a few guys to kind of fill that position.
Well, I will suck it up and head to Wrigley Field this evening for the tilt against the Marlins, and we will talk again down the road, Len Casper.
Yeah, sounds good. I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, and I'll be back on with Frank next Monday.
You got it. Len Casper for Len and Lynn here on 93XRT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.